Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a top loop from scratch for jungle and old school DNB vibes, using resampling as the main creative weapon. What we're making here is not just a loop with a bit of swing slapped on top. We're building a top layer that feels like it came out of a real break, got chopped, pushed, resampled, and aged into something alive. That's the vibe. Tight enough to sit over a heavy sub and kick, but human enough to feel like it's breathing. In DNB, the top loop does a lot of work. It carries the high-end motion, the ghost notes, the little shuffles and chatter that stop the track from feeling like a flat grid. And for jungle or old-school styles, that top loop often needs to feel slightly unstable in a good way. A little late hat here, a tiny snare ghost there, a micro fill at the end of the phrase. That's where the character lives. We're going to build a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM, shape it with groove, print it to audio, then chop and process it so it feels like part of a record rather than a preset loop. Let's get into it. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM and create an audio track for the source. Your starting material can be a short break top, a hat loop, or a light drum loop with enough transient detail to work with. If you don't have a break ready, even a simple programmed hat pattern in a drum rack will do. The important thing is to start with something dry and simple, because we want to shape the movement ourselves. Turn warp on, but don't go overboard with editing right away. Try beats mode, keep the preserve setting around 1/16 or 1/8, and leave the transients fairly sharp. You want the loop to retain its punch while still giving you room to reshape it. Think of this as raw material, not the final groove. Now, before you reach for fancy processing, make the loop feel musical. If you're working with audio, duplicate or edit a few hat hits and ghost notes by hand. If you're programming MIDI, use hats, closed hats, open hats, and a few light percussion hits. The key here is micro timing. For this style, a few hits slightly late can feel more authentic than a big obvious swing amount. Try placing some hats 10 to 20 milliseconds late. Add ghost hits just before or just after the main accents. Leave a few small gaps so the loop can breathe. Don't make every bar identical either. A good trick is to build a 4-bar phrase where bar 1 is the bass pattern, bar 2 adds a small pickup, bar 3 drops a couple of hits, and bar 4 creates a mini fill to lead back into the loop. That instantly makes it feel more like a real phrase and less like a static repeat. Now we can bring in groove pool. Add a groove that has a shuffle feel, then back it off until it feels integrated rather than obvious. A good starting range is around 55-62% groove quantize, with moderate timing and only a subtle velocity variation if needed. The important thing is not to let the groove template do all the work. In jungle and DNB, the best swing often comes from a combination of groove and intentional imperfection, not from a heavy template alone. Once the pocket feels good, it's time to commit it. This is where resampling becomes the core of the lesson. Route your loop track to a new audio track and set that track to resampling, or use the original track as the input. Arm the track and record 4 to 8 bars of the loop playing through your timing changes and groove. Why do this now? Because printing it gives you the exact micro feel in audio. It captures those tiny timing quirks, any transient smear, any clipped edges, any ghost note little accidents that suddenly feel like the hook. And once it's audio, you can edit it more aggressively without worrying about ruining the source. This is where the loop starts to feel like a piece of the record. After you've recorded it, zoom in and find a clean loop region. Don't chase perfection. Instead, listen for useful irregularities. Maybe one hat is a bit crunchy. Maybe a ghost note has a nice little tail. Maybe a clip transient gives the loop a harder edge. Keep the good accidents. That's the stuff that makes it feel real. Now use the resampled audio as your main material. You can slice it manually with transient markers, or you can drag it into simpler in slice mode if you want a faster reassembly workflow. But for this kind of top loop, I actually like working directly in arrangement too, because tiny edits and overlaps can matter a lot. Think in terms of call and response across the 4 bars. Bar 1 establishes the swing. Bar 2 answers with something lighter or more open. Bar 3 can add a little ghost note flurry or a hat drag. Bar 4 should set up the restart with a fill or a small bit of tension. That kind of phrasing is a big part of what makes an old-school top loop feel alive. A good arrangement move is to use the same top loop under a longer drop, but change it every 4 bars. Maybe remove one hi-hat layer. Maybe add a reverse tail. Maybe thin it out briefly before the next phrase. That keeps energy moving without making the bassline work harder than it needs to. Now let's process the loop with stock Ableton devices. A solid chain for this style could be EQ8, Drum Boss, Saturator, autofilter, and maybe Redux if you want a little extra digital bite. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz so the top loop stays out of the kick and subzone. If the hats are too sharp, tame a narrow area around 5 to 8 kHz. Don't overdo it. You still want brightness and air, just not pain. Next, drum bus can add a really useful bit of grit. Keep drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and use crunch carefully. On a top loop, boom is usually unnecessary or very low. The goal here is not to make it huge, just to rough up the edges and add some attitude. Then saturator with soft clip-on can help glue the transients and add a little more weight. A drive of 2 to 6 dB is often enough. Trim the output so you're not fooled by loudness. If it sounds better and not just louder, you're on the right track. Auto filter can be used for movement. A gentle high pass or band pass sweep at the end of a phrase can make a fill feel more alive. You can also use it to slightly thin the loop in an intro or breakdown. And if you want a little more grime, Redux can be used very subtly for bit reduction or sample rate reduction. Just a touch. Enough to rough the surface up, not enough to destroy the transients. At this point, you should be thinking of the top loop as a lead rhythm part, not just background texture. In darker DNB especially, the top loop can define the personality of the whole track. If it's distinctive, the tune feels more original even if the drum pattern is fairly simple. Now automate it like an arrangement element. Don't just leave it looping unchanged for the whole drop. Open the filter a little going into a new section. Push saturator drive up by a dB or two for the second half of the drop. Narrow the width before a drop. Then let it open up on the impact. Send a tiny bit of reverb or delay to one bar for a transition. These are small moves, but in a fast genre like DNB, small changes in brightness and width can feel huge. If the loop still doesn't quite scream old school, add a subtle one-shot layer. Maybe a rim, a ride fragment, a tambourine, or a shuffled hat. Keep it high-passed and very low in the mix. It should add motion, not distraction. You can even resample that layer together with the main loop for one final composite pass. Once the loop feels right, print a final version, and then make one more performance variant. That way you have a clean full loop for the main drop, a stripped version for the intro or breakdown, and maybe a more aggressive version for fills or switch-ups. This is huge for arrangement, because you can create variation without rebuilding everything from scratch. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-quantize the swing. If you push everything too hard onto the grid, the loop loses its life. Second, don't let the top loop fight the snare. High pass more if needed, and cut any harsh resonances. Third, be careful with compression on transient-heavy material. A bit of saturation or drum bus often feels better than heavy compression. Fourth, don't make the loop too bright. Too much top end can turn a vibe into fatigue. And finally, don't ignore variation. If every four bars does the same thing, the loop gets predictable fast. Here's a pro move: resample through subtle saturation twice. One light pass into saturator, then print that. Then process the printed version again. That can give you a worn, slightly tape-smashed attitude without wrecking the punch. Another good one is keeping the loop mostly mono in the low mids with utility, so it stays solid under the bass and kick. You can keep the hats and edges a bit wider, but the core should stay centered. You can also get great results from a parallel grit layer on a return track. Something like a very subtle echo or corpus treatment can add atmosphere. Blend it low, and if it adds useful texture, print that too. In jungle and DNB, sometimes the best stuff comes from those tiny hidden layers under the main groove. And remember, micro-tining matters more than huge swing. A few hits a touch early or late can feel more authentic than a heavy shuffle setting. Think in layers of motion. A stable core, plus a set and quiet layer of movement, is often the sweet spot. That second layer might be a filtered rattle, a tiny delayed ghost, or a resampled hat tail that only really appears when the loop cycles. One really useful creative trick is to print two groove passes, one tighter, one looser, then alternate them by section or crossfade between them over a bar or two. That can make the loop feel like it's evolving naturally instead of just repeating. Another good move is to add reverse microfragments. A tiny, reversed hat tail before a main hit can create that suction into the beat that feels very old school without sounding flashy. For your final practice, try building a three-version system from one source. Make a main version, a stripped intro version, and a more aggressive drop version. Keep the same rhythmic identity in all three, but let the brightness, width, and density change. Then arrange them across 16 bars, 4 bars intro, 8 bars main drop, 4 bars variation or fill. If the loop still feels interesting without the kick and bass, You've done it right, and when the low end comes back in, the loop should sit into the track without needing major changes. So the big takeaway is this: build the groove first, then resample it to commit character. In DNB, the top loop should bring swing, texture, and motion without fighting the core drums and bass. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape it, but let the printed audio carry the human feel. That slightly imperfect, tightly controlled, worn in top loop is where the jungle energy really lives. All right, go make it dirty, make it swing, and make it breathe.